So Kevin is interested in conveying emotions electronically. Aren't emotions part of what defines us as individuals and as subjective and conscious beings? Could computers ever have the power to predict our emotional state and then start to alter our emotions? To find out, I caught up with Professor Peter Robinson, computer scientist at Cambridge University.
It's a crucial part of human communication. It's been studied scientifically since Darwin's time. He was interested in the way that we use facial expressions to convey these signals. And people who can't do it are at a social disadvantage. It's people with autism spectrum conditions. So in that sense, computers are autistic. They don't recognize these signals. So the computer carries on blithely saying whatever it wants to say or doing whatever it wants to do. And it doesn't look at the expression on your face or the tone of your voice as you interact with it. And so we've been looking at ways that we can give computers some sort of emotional awareness.
Building clever algorithms that can actually read emotion, that's quite a feat. It must be very complicated maths that you're plugging in there, and it must have been a huge amount of emotion reading that you must have had to sift through in order to build the algorithm in the first place.
That's right. Well, so right on both counts. We've worked with our friends in the Autism Research Centre, Simon Baron-Cohen and his team, and he's interested in real people who have autism spectrum conditions. And so we've drawn a lot on his research work into the theory of emotions. And then on top of that, we've used, well, all the usual sorts of things that computer scientists use nowadays. And essentially this comes down to machine learning. Rather than actually writing a program that tabulates exactly how to interpret these signals, social signals that people are giving out, we write systems that learn from examples. We have lots of video clips and audio clips of actors expressing emotions, and we can use those to train our systems. So in this context, we know the probability that you'll have particular facial expressions if you're feeling a particular emotion. We can calculate those, and Bayes' theorem allows us to turn it the other way round so that when we see the facial expressions, we can work out the probability of different mental states. One of the projects is looking at ways in which we can make computer games that might be able to help children, say, with Asperger's syndrome, who are often very intelligent. They just lack the ability to read these emotions. They know they have a problem. They want to do something about it. And we can make computer games that help them learn to read these expressions in other people.
And so how sensitive or how accurate is this computer at reading, gauging people's emotions?
Also an interesting question. Well, the sensitivity is fairly good. Different people have different magnitudes with which they express emotions. Different cultures are more expressive or not. But the accuracy is, well, it's not like the sort of computer system that you're used to, your spreadsheet. This does not give you a precise, accurate, a precise answer. The emotions are things that different people perceive differently. There's a consensus view, but even when we show our video clips to a human audience, we're unlikely to get them all agreeing exactly on what they're seeing. So if we give them a six-way forced choice, we get maybe a 70% agreement rate. But that turns out to be about the same sort of agreement accuracy that you'd get if you were showing it to people rather than the computer. Mm-hmm. So it's quite important when you're using this sort of information from the computer system, the sensors that are reading these social signals, to understand that they're a hint rather than an absolute description. And that means that the way that the computers react to this information has got to be rather different. And we haven't really had much time to even think about how we use this information, how we change the way the computer is operating in response to the emotions that it's detecting in its users. We did some trials. We were particularly interested in the problem of car drivers dealing with busy roads, unfamiliar environments, and increasing amounts of technology in the car. And we wanted to see if we could detect when a car driver was upset by the environment and perhaps adapt accordingly. And we set up some simulations for this. And the thing that we observed, first of all, is that actually most of the time in our driving simulator, people are just completely neutral. They don't actually show any emotions, and it's rather rare to see things. So there's then the even more difficult question of what you do in response to the information. So again, to take the example of a car driver, if you see a car driver who is getting aroused and frustrated and angry, actually it's rather a bad idea to have a computer system that patronizingly tells them to calm down. Actually, the computer has to mirror the emotion of the person that it's interacting with, but lower intensity, firm but not offensive.
Thanks to Peter Robinson from Cambridge University.